Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-Hour Wrecker Service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today. In Saginaw, there is a new officer reporting for duty. And this one runs on four paws. Meet Vader, an energetic 18-month-old Belgian Malinois who's just joined the Saginaw Police Department's canine unit. While he may be new to the badge, Vader is already diving into intensive training that will soon put him on the front lines alongside his partner, Officer Andrew Weiss. Once fully certified, Vader will take on critical tasks such as sniffing out illegal drugs to helping locate missing children and vulnerable adults. He's stepping into the role previously held by Canine Aries, who recently retired after years of service. Vader's journey to Michigan started in California, where he was rescued before being selected for police work. His arrival and the training that comes with it was made possible thanks to a strong community support, including a donation approved by the Saginaw City Council this week. With Vader's addition, the department now has five canine officers. An expansion, leaders say, strengthens their ability to combat crime and protect residents. Police Chief Bob Ruth calls the canine unit's impact immeasurable, adding that Vader's arrival is a win not just for the department, but for the entire community. For now, Vader is in training, but it won't be long before this newest recruit is out on patrol, ready to serve and protect. Good luck, Vader. Authorities in Saginaw County have identified the man whose remains were discovered earlier this month behind a Meijer store in Cookeville Township, bringing some answers but still leaving key questions unresolved. The discovery happened on March 11th when a customer walking their dog near Tittabawassee Road made a disturbing find in a nearby field. Investigators now say the remains belong to 32-year-old Santiago Clark, a man believed to have been experiencing homelessness. An autopsy has ruled out foul play, but the mystery isn't fully solved. Officials believe Clark may have died sometime last summer, though the exact cause of the death remains unknown. This marks the second unsettling discovery in the same area within days. Just 3 days earlier, an 81-year-old man was found deceased inside a vehicle in the Meijer parking lot. That case also shows no signs of foul play, but authorities are still working to locate the man's family. While investigators say there's no indication of danger to the public, the back-to-back discoveries have left the community searching for answers and hoping for closure in both cases. When we come back after this Oak Beach Auto sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Oh no, the car won't start again. What should we do?
I'll call a wrecker. Oak Beach Auto, they're the best.
Oak Beach Auto has six modern wreckers stationed in Port Austin, Caseville, and the Pigeon Bay Port area. They offer fair pricing and on-time service you can count on. From Sebring to Grindstone and everywhere in between. Have you broke down, had an accident, or need a tow? Call Oak Beach Auto and 24-Hour Wrecker Service.
This is Bill. When a tow truck is needed in the Thumb area, give me a call at 989-738-5346 for Oak Beach Auto Repair and Wrecker Service, 1.5 miles south of M25 on Oak Beach Road.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our local news, in Bay City, a late-night robbery is now the focus of an intensified police search. And newly released images may hold the key. Authorities say the incident unfolded just before 8:30 p.m. at the Ideal Party Store on North Johnson Street, where a man reportedly walked in, pulled out a handgun, and demanded cash. Within moments, he disappeared into the night, heading west on 5th Street, with an undisclosed amount of money. Now, investigators are turning to the public for help. Surveillance photos and video released yesterday show a man believed to be in his mid-20s, about 5'10", with a slim build. He was dressed in black pants marked with a red and white logo resembling the Chicago Bulls emblem, a detail police hope somebody will recognize. But it's not just what he wore, it's how he moved. Officers say the suspect has a distinctive gait clearly visible in the footage, which could be crucial in identifying him. Thankfully, no shots were fired and no one inside the store was hurt. Still, police warn the suspect should be considered armed and dangerous. If you recognize the individual or have any information, you are urged to contact Bay City Public Safety or call Crime Stoppers anonymously at 1-800-422-JAIL. That's 1-800-422-5245. For now, the search continues, and investigators are counting on a watchful public to help bring this case to a close. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-hour wrecker service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today.